Once upon a time, a country beyond the sparkling snow mountains was ruled over by a cruel and greedy king. His counselor was equally wicked and took part in all the king's evil deeds. Just now, the counselor stands outside a little cottage, eagerly listening to the conversation of an excited crowd.
Neighbor, what's all the excitement? As counselor to His Majesty the King, I demand to know.
Counselor, we don't know. I think something very important has just happened in this little cottage here. You, Miss Juno?
I heard something about some great luck that happened to someone, but I don't know who.
Whose house is this?
It's the house of Madame Pomeroy, Counselor. No, wait a minute. Here comes the old crone out on the porch.
Let's go closer. Perhaps she knows and will tell us.
Listen, everybody! I have news! Good news, too!
Yes, tell us, old lady. I'm very interested.
If you stop asking questions and listen, I'll tell you. Madame Pomeroy's baby is born. And glory be, with a mystical birthmark.
Oh, mystical birthmark.
What's mystical about it, good woman?
Oh, because it foretells his future. A brilliant future it is, too.
Madame Pomeroy deserves good luck. Is it a boy or a girl?
A boy, of course. Didn't you hear me say he has a mystic birthmark?
What is the birthmark, good woman?
On his wrist, the birthmark of a perfect heart.
A perfect heart? Romance, maybe?
Oh, romance, indeed. For in the center, a crimson crown with 19 jewels at its top.
Quiet, everybody. Listen to the wise old woman.
What does the crimson crown and 19 jewels mean, good mother?
It means that at 19 this boy will marry and do the king's daughter, no less. Oh, nothing can interfere. Now go home. Don't disturb the new mother. Go home.
Tell me that again, Counselor.
The old woman said, Your Majesty, that at 19 the boy will marry the king's daughter.
Ah, how did she know? The princess was born only yesterday. You heard that foolish prophecy 3 months ago.
At first, I too dismissed the old crone and her prophecy as old woman's gossip.
Which, of course, it was.
But wait, sire. On my return from the Medea country, with your mission accomplished, I again stopped at this same little village. Out of curiosity, I inquired about the child born with the mystic birthmark.
What did you find out?
That Madame Pomeroy, the child's mother, had died, and they were trying to find someone to take the baby.
Nothing unusual about that, is there?
Attend me. Suppose, Your Majesty, just suppose a traveler like myself from one of our enemy kingdoms should have heard that prophecy.
He'd probably dismiss it, as you did.
He might. On the other hand, suppose he agreed to take this baby and give it the best of care. Then he would take it to his king, as I have brought this news to you. The king would raise him as his own son. Then in 19 years, as the old hag said, or even sooner, the boy or the prince he'd be then would not only marry your daughter, but conquer your kingdom as well. Do you begin to see, Your Majesty?
By Jupiter, I do indeed.
I thought you might.
What do you propose?
This, sire. As quickly as our swiftest steeds can carry us, we return to this village. We disguise ourselves as merchants. We beg to take the child, to give him the best we can afford.
Then bring him right into the palace, where he'll see the princess every day? What kind of a...
Peace, sire. Who said aught of bringing him right into the palace?
You did.
Once we have the brat, we drop it very gently into the deepest river we can find. And with that gesture, do away with the prophecy, once and for all, whether it be true or false.
Counselor, you are a wise and far-seeing adviser. We shall act immediately. And when we return, our mission accomplished, I shall see that you have a new armband of rare emeralds to indicate your position as noblest adviser and confidant of His Majesty the King.
My dearest wish, Your Majesty, if the emeralds are large enough...
You rascal, you smooth-tongued villain, they shall be.
Then come, our mission begins.
Come along, darling.
I'm coming.
You know, Mary, some of these days when we've built up a bigger flower trade, I'd love to build a little cottage up here.
Oh, John, would you?
Are you surprised?
Not really. It seems you always know what I think or want as soon as I do. Oh, look at that beautiful clump of iris right on the banks. Hold these, please, while I get them.
All right. But don't fall in the river. It's much too cold to have to pull you out today.
John! John, come here quickly.
What's the matter?
Look at that box floating down the river. What do you suppose is in it?
It looks like a... It is. It's a cradle.
A cradle? Oh, John, it couldn't be.
Hold the other end of this stick to help steady me.
Yes, I have it. Go on.
There. I have it. It's sort of heavy. All right. There.
What's in the box? Open it.
Mary, it's a baby.
A precious little baby. Oh, you darling little thing.
Well, upon my soul. Mary, our prayers are answered. Who would have dreamed it?
A baby. Our son that we prayed for has come to us.
Bless his precious little heart. Oh, Mary, what should we do?
Why do we stand here dreaming? John, help me quickly. It's a miracle that he's still alive. Let's get him in the house. Get warm milk and warm blankets. Oh, you darling. Oh, there now. We'll soon have him comfy. There. Come on, John. There now.
Happy birthday, son.
Eric, my son, happy birthday.
Just think of it. 19 years ago today, we found you in a little white box floating down the river.
Oh, the joy of opening that box to find you smiling up at us.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Won't you come in, stranger?
I am counselor to His Majesty the King. We are very weary and it grows dark. The King seeks shelter for the night.
We are most happy that you've selected our house.
Your Highness, there is room and welcome here for you.
Eric, my son, please assist with the knapsacks.
Let me help with the knapsack, Your Majesty.
Thank you, son.
We are indeed honored, Your Majesty.
Your Highness, please be seated here.
Looks as if we were interrupting a celebration. Is that true?
Oh, a birthday party, Your Highness. Our son, Eric, here is 19 today.
My father and mother spoil me, sire. But will you do us the honor to join us and share our supper?
Sire, it would seem we have been most fortunate.
Thank you. We will accept. This is a fine boy you have, madam. Strangely enough, he doesn't know either of you.
Well, you see, sire, it is not so strange, really.
We found him, sire.
Found him? How?
Where in the world?
Just 19 years ago, this very day, he came to us.
Yes, sire, in a little white box floating on the river back of our mill. We pulled him into the shore, and he's been our joy ever since.
Just 19 years ago? A little white box? Sire, could it be...
Then you are not his blood parents.
No, sire.
But they couldn't have been more wonderful. Nor could I have loved them more.
Eric, you never knew who your real parents were?
For years, sire, we feared that someday someone would come to claim him.
I doubt if they would know him now.
You, John, and Mary, did he have anything that would identify him? Say, a birthmark or something?
Good counselor, you frighten me.
This is our king, Mary. We must speak the truth.
You mean he has some mark of identity?
Eric, come here, son. Your wrist, Eric.
Yes, Father.
See it, sire? A perfect heart. And in the center, a crimson crown with 19 jewels at the top.
It is, sire! It is!
And, sire, a strange thing is happening. Instead of fading, this, mystic symbol grows brighter each year.
And only today, his birthday, as we call it, Your Majesty, these 19 jewels at the top of the crown seemed almost to sparkle, as if they were real.
This is very interesting indeed.
Sire, what shall we do?
Your Majesty, is anything wrong?
No, nothing wrong. My good counselor just reminded me I I have a request to make of you, Eric.
It is granted, sire, before you ask.
My counselor has just reminded me that I must send a letter to Her Majesty the Queen, and it is most urgent. Will you start for the castle tonight with my message? I'm sorry to have to ask you, but we are both so weary.
Of course, sire. I shall be proud to be your messenger.
Very well. I shall not forget this, any of it. Please be ready to leave at once. I shall write the letter to Her Highness the Queen immediately.
Will you sit at this desk, sire? And we will help Eric to get ready. Come, Mary. Eric?
I'll pack a lunch for you, son. It may be a long...
Incredible. Simply unbelievable.
This is most amazing, sire. After 19 years, the boy with the crimson crown and heart birthmark. Who would have thought he was still alive? What is your plan, sire? For I can plainly see you have one.
Read what I am writing.
To Her Majesty the Queen, when this miller's son arrives at the castle, have the guards seize him. Ask no questions. Order the guards to take him directly to the dungeon. I want him dead and buried when I return. Excellent, sire.
And that will take care of the would-be husband of my daughter, the Princess Caroline. Right, Counselor?
Right, Your Majesty.
Hello, Kate. Where's the supper? Your brother's hungry as robbers.
Which is exactly what you are.
Skip that kind of talk, Kate.
Bring on the food, sis. We're ready. Kate, who's that fellow asleep over there?
Oh, please, don't hurt him. Let me tell you how he came in.
We permit no strangers here, Kate. You know that. I'll make short work of him.
Take a knife to him.
Brothers, please wait. Look, he's only a boy. He can do no harm.
Who is he?
I don't know. He just said he was dog tired, and he looked it. And hungry, too. I gave him some food. He went right to sleep after he ate. He doesn't know this house belongs to robbers.
What's his business?
I don't know that either.
Search his pockets. Maybe we'll find gold.
I'll be very easy, and he won't even wake up.
Right you are. Well, there's nothing here. Nothing here. Here's a letter addressed to Her Majesty the Queen, no less.
Open it. What's it say?
Well, get this. When this boy arrives at the castle, have the guards seize him. Ask no questions. Have the guards take him to the dungeon. I want him dead and buried when I return. And signed with the king's own seal. Well, what do you know?
Oh, poor innocent lamb. And that wicked king, he's a cruel, merciless beast.
You're right there, sis. The whole kingdom despises him. If it hadn't been for his lies and trickery, we wouldn't have to be robbers.
Brother, here's an idea. Let's play a joke on his royal majesty, the skunk. Let's change the letter.
What do you mean? How?
Write instead that as soon as the boy arrives at the castle, he's to be married to the princess. What's her name? How about it?
Excellent. We can transfer the seal and it will look official. Oh, what a joke on that two-faced, double-crossing crook. Come on.
Oh, the Princess Caroline is lovely and he's the handsomest lad I ever saw. Oh, brothers, write the letter quickly. Let's not have this boy hurt if we can do anything to protect him. Hurry.
Have you completely lost your mind? What do you mean by marrying our daughter, the Princess Caroline, to this common upstart? Answer me!
But I tell you, my husband, that was exactly what the letter said. Here it is. Read it for yourself.
I have read it, but I didn't write it. But who did? Curse the old hag! Curse the prophecy!
Your Majesty,
curse!
You have indeed honored me. I had no idea that was the important message I brought to your queen. Perhaps it's just as well. For had I known this lovely lady was to be mine, I would have outdistanced the wind.
Father, I am very pleased that you chose Eric to be my husband. I will try earnestly to be a good and dutiful wife.
Oh, my dearest, my prayer is to be worthy of you.
Well, young man, you seem to have established yourself very well here. But you are not quite ready to call yourself a prince. You must earn that title.
For Princess Caroline, I would do anything, Your Majesty.
Very well. Go to the Black Forest.
bring me 3 golden hairs from the head of the black demon who lives there, and you will have my blessing.
But, Father, that means his death. You know that. Please don't send Eric there.
Sire, you know how many have tried and failed to return. You know that.
I need 3 golden hairs from the black demon.
Then you shall have them, sire. Don't be afraid, my dearest. I do not fear the black demon in the least.
Oh, Eric, you don't know.
Then on your way, young man.
I'm ready to leave at once, sire.
I shall ride with you as far as the forest, my beloved. Oh, Eric, I'm so afraid for you.
And that's all he knows about it. No one else has ever returned. We've seen the last of that common-born upstart with a mystic birthmark, that peasant who dares marry a royal princess.
Oh, my husband, how can you be so cruel, so utterly heartless and without mercy?
Are you the ferryman?
Yes, young man.
Will you row me across the lake to the Black Demon's castle?
Do you want to die, young man?
No.
Then don't visit the Black Demon.
I'll pay you well.
I don't want money. But if you can find a way to release me from this boat and the endless task of carrying people back and forth across this river, I will. Will you try?
Gladly. Will the Black Demon know?
Of course he knows. Curse him. It was his enchantment that placed me here, the swine.
Then I'll find out. And when I return, I'll tell you.
When and if you return. But you have courage. So get in the boat and I will take you across to the Black Forest. But remember your promise.
Hello? Anybody home?
What do you want?
Well, good morning, madam.
Get away from here, lad. To be seen by the black demon would mean instant death.
And unless I have 3 golden hairs from his head, I will lose my princess, my wife. And good mother, I would as soon die as lose my love.
Oh, good for you. Wait a minute. Let me see your wrist.
My wrist, good lady? There.
I knew it. The birthmark of the Crimson Heart and the 19 jewels in the crown.
But how did you know, good woman? Who are you?
I was with your true mother when you were born. Did you ever discover that the king tricked them into giving you up? And then he tried to drown you?
In heaven's name, why should he do that?
So that you wouldn't marry his daughter.
So that's it. And when he failed in that, he sent me here, hoping I'd be killed.
Of course.
But I won't be. I'll live to make my lovely princess happy.
Well, now, that's the way I like to hear a man talk. And one I'll help. Come in.
Thank you. I not only must have the 3 golden hairs, but I have promised to ask a question that only the black demon can answer. Can you help me do that, too?
Perhaps I can, but come into the next room where we can talk. Then when the demon comes home, I'll leave the door ajar, and if you remain quiet, you'll hear what he says. If he's only in a mood to talk, I'll do my best. Come now, tell me the question as we go.
What's going on here?
What do you mean, black demon?
It's a human being. I smell a human being. Where is it? Where is it?
Oh, be quiet, yelling like that. Look at you. The veins in your forehead are all swollen. Lie down here, and I'll rub your head.
Yeah, well, all right. I'd like that. I don't like that human being smell. I'm tired. That feels good.
Well, I'm sleepy, too. Must be the weather. Sort of heavy today.
Feels good. Didn't know I was so tired. What happened?
I nodded, I guess.
You pulled my hair. Any come out?
Yes, one. I'm sorry.
Don't do it again. I want... Oh, confound it, what's the matter?
Oh, don't tell me I pulled your hair again.
You did, you yanked it like crazy. Oh,
I'm sorry, demon. I dozed off myself and dreamed. I grabbed your hair when I jumped.
I'll say you did. Look at that. Three of my beautiful golden hairs. Confound you, woman.
Oh, I'm sorry, but wait till you hear the dream I had. It was a funny dream.
It better be funny enough to make me forget you have pulled out three of my golden hairs. What was it?
I dreamed an old man was chained to a ferry boat and made to pull people across the river back and forth, year in and year out. He couldn't get away. Of course, now, that couldn't really happen, could it?
Sure it could. Once, a long time ago, I enchanted a fellow just like that.
Oh!
Wonder whatever became of him. But he could break the enchantment.
He could? How?
Very simple. If he'd throw the left oar toward his passengers as they crossed the exact middle current of the river, that would chain the other fellow to the boat, and he couldn't get away. Enough of your dreams. It cost me three golden hairs, Dracho. I'm going to bed where I won't be disturbed. Good joke on that fellow at that.
Come in, young fellow. He's gone.
Yes, I know.
Could you hear all right? Did you get the answer to your question?
Yes, and thank you a million times.
And here are the three golden hairs you wanted. Now run along before he comes back.
I may not need them now, but I might later, so I'll take them. Goodbye, and again, thanks.
Good luck. You deserve to win every happiness. And once again, I predict you will.
Thank you, ferryman. It's good to be on familiar ground again.
Well, young man, you're the first person ever to come back alive from the Black Demon. Now that I've brought you to the shore, tell me how to release myself from this boat.
Very well, ferryman. When your next passenger comes aboard, wait till you reach the exact middle current of the river. Then, throw out the left oar. The passenger will catch the oar, and you will be free. But he'll be chained to the boat forever.
I'll remember that. And heaven help that next passenger, for I won't.
Well, maybe he'll deserve it. Anyhow, thanks for your trouble, and goodbye.
So, you did return, eh? A most remarkable young man.
And the three golden hairs you were to bring me?
Here they are, sire. One, two, three.
By heaven, they are from the head of the Black Demon. Amazing!
And, sire, here is something else I found out. On the other side of the Black River that leads to the demon's home, there is a certain place where the ground is covered solidly with gold pieces. I waded through them up to my knees in solid gold pieces.
Gold pieces? Oh, how I would love to gather in gold without that confounded counselor knowing anything about it.
Your counselor, Father? The one you owe so much money to?
The same. Tell me, Eric, are you sure if I went after this gold, I'd get it?
Get it? Of course. Ask the old ferryman to row you over. Watch him, though, for he is weak. He may drop an oar, and if he should, be sure to catch it.
Oh, never fear. I'll be on the watch. If he drops an oar, I'll catch it. I'll catch it.
You certainly will, Your Majesty. You certainly will.